The Shroud of Turin went on public display today in the northern Italian city of Turin for the first time in a decade. Pope Benedict is due to view the cloth during a visit to Turin on May the 2nd. Measuring approximately 5 meters by 1 meter, the linen cloth has a known history dating back to the 14th century, and it bears markings that appear to be the front and back impressions of a crucified man. John Iannon is one of the world's leading experts on the Shroud of Turin and has written two books on the Shroud's authenticity. He spoke to Susie Hodges about the significance of this public display and of Pope Benedict's forthcoming visit to the city.
The Shroud was not scheduled to go on display until the year 2025, and the Pope moved it forward 15 years. And I think in part, can't speak for the Pope, but I think in part because of new findings that have reversed the carbon 14 debate of 1988.
What, in your view, is the most compelling evidence that proves its authenticity?
I think the work done by the STIRP team and other scientists who have joined the team since that time have shown two very important facts. One is that the man of the shroud, who I identify with Jesus, was entombed with bunches and bouquets of flowers, which left traces of pollens. And this is scientific evidence that can be tracked from Jerusalem through eastern Turkey, which is Edessa, where the shroud had been for some 900 years. So the evidence from pollen and I think even more importantly from the blood studies made it very clear to me that this was authentic and had in no way could be medieval.
Now, as you said earlier, you've written two books about the shroud, and you yourself obviously are convinced of its authenticity. So what was the message you were trying to put across in, say, particularly your first book, which is devoted entirely to the shroud that you're in?
In the first book, you know, my message was just to say that there is some very compelling scientific evidence. My second book, which was published just a few weeks ago, really was an update of all the newest information. But the message that I have in this book is that this is truly a visual gospel. It truly tells in images what the gospels tell in words.